On the Way to the Top, narrated by Alexandra Anderson, narrated for Cupido in collaboration with Saga. Wet Moss by Henry L. If I was going to get full payment, I had to start early. The door was thoroughly locked and the key had been placed under one of the flagstones. I had a backpack on and started to walk along the forest path from the cabin. Although it was early, the sun had managed to warm the surroundings, and myself included. It had been a wonderful week so far. Once a year, I indulge myself in this oasis, staying on my own in the cabin. Jenny had a job that required her to work the entire summer. We took our holiday together at the end of August. The first few days were spent finishing off projects for the summer. Once the last email had been sent, I began the holiday with a large glass of Gabrielsen XO and a Davidoff Half Corona. Finally, I had that great summer holiday feeling. It was time for a little bit of carpentry and minor repairs. There's always something to do when you own an old cabin. I'm a long way from being a hiking enthusiast, but I usually take one day during my stay at the cabin to hike up Snæfellsnes. It takes the whole day. On this occasion, I had got as far as I could to see the outline of the cabin below. The forest trail had narrowed to an almost overgrown path. The tall grass brushed against my calves. The light from the sun flashed teasingly through the foliage. Sounds, smells, heat. The intensity made me quiver as I walked alone. Few things are more erotic than hiking alone in the forest and being able to let your imagination run free. Nature has always had this effect on me. I've had it ever since I was small. My parents had a cabin by the sea. To get down to the water, you usually took a forest path that ran along the hill on which the cabin was located. I would often take a path on the other side. The path went through the marshland with dense leafy forest. The sun hardly broke through. Instead, it formed a mystical green light that gave the feeling that you were in the Garden of Eden. The path itself was almost completely hidden by large green ferns. A ravine ran alongside the path, and a little way on, in the middle of the ravine, lay a large rock covered with a blanket of thick moss. I would look around before leaving the path. Then my heart would go into overdrive as I took off my shoes, t-shirts and trousers and lay them next to a rock. A faint, tantalizing draft would blow through the ravine, fluttering gently around my naked body. I would lean my butt against the rock and my naked legs on the cool soil. My cock would have been rock hard for ages. I can see myself now, stroking it carefully with the palm of my hand, but it doesn't take long before I'm in full swing. Now and then I rub up and down against the rock, feeling the damp moss tickling my bum and my back.